أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Quran, it talks about three realities, three factors that are sweet, and if these three realities they are observed, a person can reach a very high rank. When the reports say that a maqam, which is rafi', which is a'la, by keeping these three elements in consideration, you could arrive to a very exalted rank. It's one of them is the time factor, one of them is the place factor, and the other one, the third one, is the human beings. What does this mean? For the place factor, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has a special regard to a few places. That is, that place itself is exalted, is high, and very loud He has spoken about them. Among those places is Kaaba, the house of Allah. The exaltedness of that is understood. Every Muslim faces that place. And the reports, they are amazing, which they say that someone who looks at Kaaba, just looks at it, doesn't do anything, just looks at it, a glance at the Kaaba, to him the merciful God gives 100,000 hasanat for nothing, just for looking at it. And then the reports, they say that 100,000 of the wrongdoings and the faults and shortcomings of an individual, they are waived, forgiven, just for that look. So that place, it is of great honor, of great exaltedness, of great azama, that Allah, He speaks so loud. Now, about this, our sixth Imam, Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, says that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اخْتَارَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَيْئًا. From among everything that Allah has created, He has picked and chosen one as the best. And says that from this planet Earth that He has created, وَاخْتَارَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ مَوْضِعَ الْكَعْبَةِ. From this earth, He has picked Kaaba as the best. Quran also talks loud about that. Inna awwal baytin wudha lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. That the first house that Allah has made, that is in Mecca, it is blessed, it is mubarak, and it is all guidance to everyone, to all the universe. And in that house, ayatun bayyinatun maqamu Ibrahim, you will find the verses, the signs of Allah in that house. You will find that maqam of Prophet Ibrahim, and whosoever enters that place, kana amina, will be protected. Walillahi ala nas hajjul bayt man istata'a ilayhi sabila, so on and so forth. And then our sixth imam, he says that من أتى الكعبة فعرف من حقها وحرمتها لم يخرج من مكة إلا وقد غفر الله له ذنوبه وكفاه الله ما يهمه من أمر دنياه وآخرته. Says whosoever comes to Kaaba knowingly, with ma'rifah, knowing what this house is, who built that house, who God is, with that ma'rifah, with that awareness, with a total understanding, he comes to Kaaba. Imam, he says that he will not enter the city, exit the city of Mecca, but that he has been forgiven as if it's the first day he has been born. All his sins will be forgiven. And whatsoever his desires, his wishes, his wants are in this dunya, they will be given to him. So that ma'rifah has to be there. He knows the greatness and the azama of that house of Allah. With that, he comes to Mecca, he looks at it, and that great reward is there. And elsewhere says that no other point has Allah created like Kaaba. That is the best, the top notch among all the creations that Allah has. He has picked Kaaba as the best. Now, again, after this, you've got so many shrines, so many masajid, so many places of worship. Again, all these, they have their own honor. All of them, they have their own adama. And again, among them is this plain of Arafat, where a person goes after Hajj. For that also, a lot of adama and greatness has been mentioned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In one of these ahadith that we have, which is mentioned in the book called Kamil al-Ziyarat, it's an amazing hadith. Everything we believe that Allah has created has life. Although we do not feel, we do not see. We think life is only given to human beings, to the animal kingdom, to some of these plants, etc., etc. But everything, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything that Allah has created, or everything that can be classified as shay, as cheese, as thing, it glorifies Allah. Everything. Now, in this hadith that is being quoted from Kamil al-Ziyarah, says that this land wherein Kaaba has been created, it starts boasting and talking loud about itself. That I am the place wherein Allah has created the best of His houses, and that is Kaaba. There is no one better than me. There is no land better than me. And that is a lengthy hadith. When this land of Kaaba was talking so loud about itself, the land where Sayyid al-Shuhada is buried says, shh, quiet, what do you say?
Ya Allah.
What do you say? If an honor has remained for you, the Kaaba, it is because of this person who has been buried in my house. So that is a reality, that is a fact, no doubt. And the place where Sayyid al-Shuhada has been buried, the reports, they say that 200 prophets were killed, their blood was shed in that land. 200 of their grandchildren were killed, was shed in that land, and that land was available to accept the sacrifice of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Not every land can that sacrifice be accepted. Not every land can be a land where Sayyidina Shuhada is buried. So again, that is an honor given to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. And on top of that, the turbat where Sayyidina Shuhada is buried, that has great honor. To know earth, to know clay, to know dust, to know sand, so much of ihtiram and dignity has been given, as it has been given to this earth and clay, wherein of the dust and the grave of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Consumption of every earth, every dust, every clay is haram. Exception is that dust. For shifa, a person can consume. And there is no doubt, a person does get that shifa from it. That is place. time again, time, that also is an element which plays an important factor in our day-to-day life. Among this time again, there are certain occasions, certain opportunities that are different to others. Like Laylatul Qadr, it is a bonus that has been given. Not every night is like Laylatul Qadr. Not every time is equal. Again, for us, to us, it has been said that Thursday, it is different. It should be different in our every day of the week. And the teaching is that when it is the sunset of Thursday, this 24 hours starts until the sunset of Friday. This 24 hours of yours should be different to the entire week or to the performance you had throughout the week. The prayers, the Maghrib prayers which you offer regularly should be different on Thursday. And we are said that make it a habit that Thursday Maghrib prayers recite Suratul Jum'ah in it. Recite Suratul A'la in it. It must be different to other days. And if you observe it, and those who really observe, they find that there is a difference on that Thursday, and a person is automatically moved or connected to Allah on that time. And after that, it's the recitation of Dua Kumail. Again, it is said that if you have a wish and that you want it to be granted, on Thursday, nearer to the midnight, perform a ghusl, offer a 2-rakat prayer, which is the prayers of Imam al-Asr, and after that ask Allah for that wish of yours to be granted, and that night you will have it granted, or you will get the instructions of what and how and where that could be given to you. So if someone sincerely performs that, he gets to it. And again says that in the morning of Friday, ghusl has to be performed, make it a habit. And then the recitation of Dua Nudba. Again, the Salatul Jum'ah. And at the end of that Friday, which is sunset of Friday, recitation of Dua Simat. Now if someone couldn't do any of these throughout these past 24 hours, the ruling, the teaching is that recite 100 salawats and Allah will make it up for you. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. That the teaching in this ayah is that you remind them about the ayyam Allah, the days of Allah. That is the time. Certain times are different, they are important. You must give importance to it. And among those times are these 10 days of Muharram. Among those times are the 10 days of Dhul Hijj. Among them is the month of Ramadan, and among them is Laylatul Qadr. To all them a special importance has to be given. During the time of Rasulullah, it was as such that there was a period where a lot of battles and wars were fought by the Prophet of Islam. And they came back from a war, and again he said to his companions that tomorrow we are setting off for another battle. And everyone is informed, and among them who this message was given is Ka'b bin Malik. He says that tomorrow, be ready, we have to go. Now he says that what is this? Day in, day out, Rasulullah, he wants us to fight, wants us to attend a battle. We have wives, we have lives, we have farms to look after, we have harvest, we have so on and so forth. What do we do? And they said that he with two of his associates, they said to the Prophet that we will come, but their intentions were they will not join the Prophet in this war. And it so happens that the Prophet, he goes to the war and see a lot of hardship due to the absence of these three people. And they return back and Rasulullah is upset with them and says the instructions are none of you from the people of Medina should associate with these three, would talk to them, no merchandise, no buying, no selling, no nothing whatsoever. Everyone abides by the instructions of Rasulullah, so much so that the wives of these three, they come to Rasul and say that if your instructions are so strict and severe, then this divorce, you have the right, you can pray, we give you the authority. Divorce us from our husbands. Rasulullah says that that is not required at this moment. Just be aloof and away from them and no contact with them at all. When they see that time has become so tough on them, they say that we have to go and repent. Ask Allah to forgive us for this grave sin that we have committed, not being with the Prophet. They go out in the deserts, in the mountains, and stay there for 50 days, repenting. They were good people, but sometimes Shaitan also, he attacks, he misleads. They seek repentance, but nothing happens. Now Ka'ab, he was a smart guy among the three. He says to the three, when the instructions of Rasulullah are that no one has any type of contact with us, then we three also shouldn't have any contact with each other. We should split, separate from each other. And they separate. And after a long time of repenting and tawbah, wahi is revealed upon the Prophet of Islam that Allah has forgiven them. Now that Allah has forgiven them, Rasul, he stands by the walls of Masjid al-Nabi, and the whole city of Medina goes to those mountains to welcome them back to Medina. An ayah is revealed. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَن لَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. That Allah, He forgives if someone sincerely repents. That is, there is a time, a certain time, and we have to pick and choose. We have to be smart enough to find that time in our livelihood, that what time is that? That we can get connected to Allah, repent and ask Him to forgive us. We want our wishes to be granted. We should be smart enough to find a time to ask Allah to forgive us. So, time again. Place, there are certain places that are exalted. Time again, there are certain times that are of the top notch. And again, in addition to that, there are some human beings who are of that high caliber, that among all the creation of mankind that Allah has, some are picked as the best. Who are they? What are they? Not every mu'min is of that elite class. Only a human being who is a mu'min, that is, who has those firm faith in those fundamentals, in the worship, in the oneness of God, in the day of judgment, and in the concept of prophethood. And among them, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, they are the best, accepted as the best. Among the human beings, again, mu'mineen are the best. Among the mu'mineen, ulama are the best. Among the ulama, the shuhada are best. So on and so forth, until comes Sayyidul Shuhada, who is the best of all. So this is... to this, human beings, again, that importance has to be given. To Ahlul Bayt, a special regard we have to have. A special regard. Now we get together in these majalis, that is a regard, an ihtiram, a love we have to them, and that love should never be taken away from us at any point throughout our life. And this love that we have for Ahlul Bayt, to those who are related to them with that high caliber, they do have a special regard to them. Ahlul Bayt, the beauty that they have is no beggar ever returns from that empty-handed.
Ya Allah.
No matter who knocks their door is blessed. There is a report from, I think Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says that أَثْبَتُكُمْ قَدَمًا عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ أَشَدُّكُمْ حُبًّا لِأَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ, that the firmest among you on the Sirat, which is the bridge which is going to be between the hell and the heaven, which a person has to pass on the Day of Judgment. And the reports, they say that this bridge is so sharp, sharper than a hair, and it is, and the ayat of Quran say that Jahannam, it is surrounded all around this bridge. A person, if he slips down straight on the, into the hell, ends in the hell. So it isn't as such that Jahannam is just below that bridge, it's all around it. So a person has to pass from there. The reports, they say that أَشَدُّكْ أَثْبَتُكُمْ قَدَمًا عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ, the firmest among you on that sirat is someone أَشَدُّكُمْ حُبًّا لِأَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ, that you have the strongest love for Ahlul